The next item that we have on our open meeting agenda, is also Commissioner Cooksey. It is the proposed statement of policy regarding the disclosure of vote certifications relating to litigation. So I will turn over the floor to you, Commissioner Cooksey. Please proceed.
Very much, Madam Chair. I appreciate the opportunity to make another brief presentation in support of this proposed policy statement. The Federal Election Commission's mission is to bring transparency to our campaign finance system, of course, and as a federal government agency accountable to the public, we rightly hold ourselves to a high standard when it comes to disclosure and accountability. For many years, we've maintained a robust disclosure policy when it comes to our enforcement matters. The commission, here we make an effort to give the public significant insights into the workings of this government agency and to make available all sorts of documents from our enforcement cases, including, among other things, the complaints, response materials, correspondence we have with the parties, reports from the Office of General Counsel, and the vote tallies for each of the matters that that are closed that show what the commission voted on. And more importantly, in my view, how each commissioner voted. Indeed, disclosing those last items, the vote tallies, isn't simply a matter of our agency policy, it's also the law. Under the Freedom of Information Act, the FEC, like all government agencies, has a legal obligation to make public the individual votes of commissioners in every agency proceeding. That's 5 USC section 552, which again, I'll just read, states that each agency having more than one member shall maintain and make available for public inspection a record of the final votes of each member in every agency proceeding, end quote. Currently, though, there is a category of final agency actions that is not being shared with the public on a regular basis. And that is votes that the commission takes on whether to authorize the agency to enter into litigation. Under the Federal Election Campaign Act, any vote to authorize the agency to engage in litigation, whether that's offensive litigation to enforce the law or by filing a civil suit, or defensive litigation to defend the agency in a delay suit or in a challenge to one of our agency actions, it requires the approval of four or more commissioners. The commission votes on these authorizations all the time. The FEC is a frequent flyer in federal court. Usually we have about a dozen or sometimes more than that court cases going on at any one time. But currently, the FEC does not, as a matter of course, make our litigation votes available to the public. To be sure, we respond to specific FOIA requests for these vote certifications. In the past, we've turned these vote certifications over to members of Congress that have asked for them. And even occasionally, the commission has made specific vote tallies available to the public on an individual basis in specific cases, either on the motion of a specific commissioner, or sometimes they're included as part of the vote certifications on the underlying enforcement matter. So when that enforcement matter is made public, the vote on the related litigation is often included in there. But in general, in most instances, the public is left totally in the dark about how the commission voted on the authorization for agency litigation. And in my view, that should change. I think the public has a right to this information. I think it's important. I think it helps hold us accountable. And questions about whether to enter into litigation are some of the most important decisions that we make. They include decisions about whether to file enforcement suits, as I said, against individuals or political committees that we think broke the law. They include decisions to defend the agency or not to defend the agency in delay suits related to pending complaints. And they even include questions about whether to appeal particular court decisions that have ruled against the agency, including court decisions that have held our statutes or our regulations unconstitutional. I don't think the public should have to go through the trouble of submitting a FOIA request or depend on the initiative of individual commissioners in order to know how their campaign finance regulatory agency is working and how it's voting in these very important decisions. I think people have a right and they deserve to have this information publicly accessible. And that's basically what my policy proposal does. It would make vote certifications available for anyone to find on our webpage as a matter of course. In doing that, I don't think we will be prejudicing any agency litigation, nor do I think that we will be implicating any privilege or confidentiality concerns. This policy specifically allows for redactions to these vote tallies as necessary. And if anything, I think, you know, putting this information out there will actually improve our standing with the courts and expedite particular matters when the agency chooses not to appear or fails to approve agency staff to appear in particular court cases. So, you know, I think we at the FEC need to hold ourselves to a higher standard. We shouldn't be hiding decisions that we make from public scrutiny. We are government officials. We are public servants. And I, for one, don't have anything to hide. I'm happy to make my votes on behalf of the agency public. So I think this policy will bring an even greater level of transparency to our work. It'll make us more accountable to the public for our actions. And I think that's our responsibility as a federal government agency. So I hope my colleagues will join me in supporting this and bringing our litigation votes into line with how we treat disclosure of documents and of vote tallies in other matters. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Commissioner Cooksey. Any discussion from our colleagues? Commissioner Weintraub?
Thank you, Madam Chair. You know, I'm a little bit torn on this concept because I too am perfectly comfortable telling the public how I vote on these litigation matters. I have no qualms about doing so. And as Commissioner Cooksey knows, have voted to do so. This policy was not actually written with an eye towards attracting votes on the other side of the aisle. It's written in a contentious fashion. It cites only to Republican statements on the topic. So if you were really interested in trying to get consensus on this, you would have come up with a different document. I think, again, this is just a talking point. But, you know, as I said, the concept is one that I am I'm tempted by. I'm not sure that I agree with you, and I think that there is, I want to be careful how I phrase this. Let's just say I'm not alone in thinking that there could be litigation ramifications towards releasing some of these votes. So I am not prepared to support, this document. I am not prepared to support an overall policy. I will continue to consider releasing votes on a case-by-case basis as I have done in the past.
Thank you, Commissioner Weintraub. Any further discussion?
Madam Chair.
Commissioner Frainer.
So I think, as I've said publicly, I think it is an outrage that we do not tell federal courts that the commission has taken a position in litigation matters. I think that the judiciary benefits from having two parties in front of it to handle litigation. And when the commission decides not to appear, I think that does a disservice to one of the other branches of government. And so the fact that we can't get there to appear in these cases, I think Commissioner Cooksey's proposal here is a nice compromise to at least allow for notification that a vote on litigation has taken place and would at least give the courts some information with regard to what the commission's position is, so that the courts know what they're dealing with. So I think this is a very fair proposal and one that sheds light on the activities, again, of what the commission is doing. And I think the fact that Commissioner Weintraub is not going to support this, I just find it interesting that an agency which is supposed to be responsible for transparency and disclosure in government wants to hide behind a case-by-case basis, as opposed to a broad-based public disclosure of what we're doing inside the building.
Thank you, Commissioner Traynor. I would like, I appreciate the proposal that has been filed by Commissioner Cooksey, but there he also acknowledged that it, it's been considered on a case-by-case basis. So in some effort, you are getting exactly what you want. I'm not comfortable by the, I want to say it in a, in no, nothing to Commissioner Weintraub. I want to say it in a more chair-like manner that I think that the draft written was not an attempt to reach across the aisle, but I do believe what you are attempting to do is something that does have across the aisle concerns. So I will not be supporting this draft, but I would be interested in seeing the next draft that might include a little bit more reach across the aisle. I think what has been said by absolutely everyone that has spoken on this topic is that we all agree that the responsibilities for each and every one of us is to promote transparency and also to enforce the law. So we can move forward with this so that we can move on to enforce the law in our closed meeting. And hopefully we can do something that will affect that Directive 68 chart that we're trying to revise as well. So I will not be supporting the draft today as it is prepared. I appreciate your efforts, Commissioner Cooksey. Thank you for continuing to shed a light on this and the zombie cases that exist. So I have nothing further. I want to turn it to my colleagues. I'm not sure if there is a desire for a motion today or.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Commissioner Cooksey.
I don't know if any other colleagues want speak. Otherwise, I would be prepared to make a couple additional brief comments, very brief comments, and then make a motion. But
okay. I was getting ready to ask them if they had any more, but feel free to take the floor and go.
Thank you very much. Again, a couple of brief comments in response. I think with respect to Commissioner Weintraub's proposal of a case-by-case basis, I think we just have a fundamental disagreement about whether the public should have to rely on government agents being willing to disclose their own actions. I don't think we should get to decide when we tell the public what we're doing here. I think we owe it to them. I think it's the law. And I think as a matter of principle, it's something we here at the FEC especially should be doing. So I think relying on the whims of four commissioners in a particular case, hoping that no more than two of them are, you know, bashful about their votes is not something that is would be consistent with our mission and certainly not consistent with public accountability embodied in FOIA and in our own statute. But I take the point of my colleagues that they might be interested in this policy, but maybe they're concerned about the wording or the preambular paragraphs of the proposed policy. I take that as an indication that maybe I could expect some red lines or some particular notes about what might get them to support that. I if I don't get that, maybe rather than me guessing it is what it is that you need to get to yes, maybe you could just tell me. I guess if I don't get that, then maybe it's not a real offer. It's maybe to be seen or to be determined. But I appreciate the opportunity to make the presentation. I hope those watching will understand that we're not really taking on everything we could be to be as transparent as we might be with these very important decisions. I hope that we'll continue to work towards that goal in the future, if assuming this vote goes the way I think it's going to go. So. I guess with that, I'll say thank you in case there are any other comments. Otherwise, I'd be prepared to make a motion.
There are more comments, Commissioner Cooksey. Before Commissioner Weintraub goes, it felt like there was a little shot fired when you said that you're waiting to see some red lines, but I don't recall any outreach to me individually to ask to see if I had any concerns or if I'd be willing to reach out and to talk to you about this. So I will not be supporting the draft as it stands today. If there are some edits that come from your office, an attempt to try to reach across to see if I would be willing to support it, then this version as it stands, I won't be able to support. I'd be happy to consider it or happy to have a discussion with you at another time to talk about this. We all agree that transparency is important. And I believe we all agree that enforcing the law is equally important. And while it doesn't look like it's interesting you very much right now, I'm happy to talk with you at another time about moving that forward. So I apologize if I interrupted anyone. Commissioner Weintraub, you had your hand up and I overspoke, so excuse me.
I agree with everything that you just said, Madam Chair. So I appreciate the intervention. I agree. I also did not hear anything at all about this proposal until it was made public. There was absolutely no effort at outreach on this to see whether there might be some interest in doing something like this. And as I've said, I have no qualms about disclosing my votes on these litigation matters. And I've done so before, and I will stand on my long record on transparency. I also particularly appreciate the chair's comments about our enforcement mission. There's one of Commissioner Cooksey's documents, I think it's the other one, refers to the scandalous event when there are not four votes to defend the position of the commission in litigation when it is driven by only three votes and set by only three votes. Some of us think it's scandalous when we can't get four votes to enforce the law. And that's the real scandal of this agency and the one that the agency is routinely criticized for. I'll stop there.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Commissioner Training.
So I would just ask Commissioner Cooksey when he circulated this document, if he had any responses from our Democratic colleagues saying that they thought that it was an interesting proposal and that it needed some tweaks. For me, this is a new paradigm that you put a proposal out and then reach out to individual commissioners saying, hey, do you want to work on this? I think the idea that Commissioner Cooksey put this out for all the commissioners to consider. If we had comments, I think it's incumbent upon us to reach out to Commissioner Cooksey after he's gone through the effort of putting this together. So in his defense, I appreciate that he put this out to the commission and that the commission had the opportunity to review it before it was put on this particular agenda. And those that had comments could have forwarded those comments to him at that time, as opposed to announcing here at the public meeting that, we're willing to work on this and we find it offensive the way you've drafted it and attacking him in that manner. That being said, with regard to Commissioner Weintraub's last comment that she finds it offensive that we can't get to four votes, that's the way the statute is designed, is to get to four votes. And if we can't get there, it's because we can't get there. And that's the way Congress wanted it to be. It is not scandalous that we follow the law and have to have four votes.
Oh. Commissioner Weintraub, I can appreciate Commissioner Traynor's efforts to speak in defense of Commissioner Cooksey, but he is quite able and has done a great job for himself today. But I will also note that Commissioner Cooksey and Commissioner Walther both mentioned that they were in discussion regarding the proposal that we just considered. So that was an effort to reach amongst colleagues to try to come up with a document that could have some successful votes. And quite frequently, when we're working in the arena of proposed policy statements or directives, we do, the individual that might be the main proponent does reach out to individuals to see if they can solicit some support. So if anything directed to me, I stand by what I said. So go right ahead, Commissioner Cookson.
Well, Madam Chair, I thank you for bringing that up because that's exactly what I was going to bring up. Commissioner Walter put out his proposed Directive 68 amendment or overhaul, really. It was quite comprehensive. And I was interested in it. So I reached out to him to let him know that I probably wasn't fully on board, but I'd like to, you know, could you send me a Word document? Maybe we could pass some red lines back and forth. I did that privately between us so that we could maybe facilitate something before an open meeting vote. So to answer Commissioner Trainor's original question, this was circulated a week ago, as is required under the directive to be on an open meeting agenda and to give offices the time necessary to reflect on it, to think about it, have discussions on it. So it's disappointing that, but also hopeful that, you know, we're not going to be able to approve this today, but I really hope we can look forward to, again, maybe some indication about what the specific problems are rather than leaving the authoring office to guess at what it is that might satisfy offices that are interested in the overall topic, but have problems with the specific document. But at any rate, again, I think I thank Commissioner Trainor for his weighing in. I agree with everything that he expressed. Thank you.
Thank you to both of you. I hope that sentiment that you just expressed carries on to our future closed meetings. So if there is a motion.
Madam Chair.
Commissioner Cooksey.
Madam Chair, I move the adoption of the proposed statement of policy regarding the disclosure of vote certifications relating to litigation, which is agenda document 21-29-A.
Thank you very much. Commissioner Cooksey has presented a motion. Is there discussion on this motion? None. We'll call the question. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say no.
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 Regretfully, no.
We do have a situation where we are waiting for the vice chair's vote before the close of today, which would be dispositive for, or could be. Well, no, it will not. So, excuse me. I apologize on that. We are waiting for the vote of the vice chair. I think I'm having a brain freeze right now. So I'm going to ask Mr. Calvert to jump in before it goes completely silent.
Madam Chair?
Yes, please. Thank you.
You've not called the vote, but if you heard it the way I did, with two in favor and three opposed, the vice chair's vote would not be dispositive.
Thank you for the math lesson, Mr. Calvert. I understood exactly what you were saying, but I have not called the vote, so I shall do that. There are two votes in favor, Commissioner Cooksey and Commissioner Trainor, and three votes against Commissioner Weintraub, Walter, and myself. And thank you again for that gentle nudge, Mr. Calvert. We are awaiting the vote for the vice chair, but the motion fails.